Well, welcome to Jesus On. My name is Zach. This is Pastor John. We are pastors at the Mission Church. And Jesus On is a podcast about looking at kind of cultural issues, everyday stuff of life, and kind of looking it through the lens of what Jesus and God's Word has to say about it and how we might let that impact the way that we live and think. So we are about ready to embark on a really long series where we're going to talk about Jesus on world religions. And kind of the goal of this is to look at some of the different world religions and go, hey, what does Jesus, what does God's word have to say to some of those religions and belief systems? Where are some similarities, but where are those differences, and what do those differences teach us and mean to us? And so before we jump into any particular religion, we thought it'd be helpful to start with this question: why does this even matter? Why should we even be talking about different religions and what Jesus and God's word has to say about those religions or about those belief systems within those religions? So why even discuss this? So I'm going to kind of let you roll and run here, Pastor John. Give me your take.
Well, we live in a day where people say, you've got your truth, I've got my truth. And the mindset is, and even Christians sometimes buy into this mindset, and that is that different religions or different ways of pursuing spirituality all go to the same place. It's just different paths to the same end. Mm-hmm. And that's simply not a biblical perspective.
Yeah.
The proverb says, there's a way that seems right to a man, but it ends in death. Mm-hmm. And Jesus talked very clearly about, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father except through me. Now, that's a very exclusive statement.
Yeah.
But even the idea that all forms of spirituality and all forms of religion, even that idea is a very exclusive statement.
Yeah.
You know, it says what Jesus taught was wrong, you know, and that this is right in its place.
Mm-hmm.
And there are two ways people come to that, either seeing as all religions equally valid or all religions being equally invalid. Either way you approach it, it is a very exclusive, specific kind of statement of faith.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we want to do is look at things from a biblical perspective and see what it has to say. I like what Alistair Begg wrote. I wrote it down. He said this: we can make nothing true by believing it, and we can make nothing right by wanting it.
Mm.
And so we don't want to just project upon God what we want him to be or what we think he ought to be. Right? We want to know the truth. Is there truth? What do you think about that? Is there objective truth? Or is it just everything subjective?
I think there's got to be objective truth. I think that God's word makes it very clear that there is objective truth. I think there's tremendous hope in the fact that there is objective truth. I think there's peace that comes with the fact that there is objective truth. Absolutely.
Yeah, that God's knowable. I told you a conversation I had with a young PhD student in a major city in the U.S. who were sitting on a street corner in this restaurant. It had glass walls, and it was a massive intersection. There were like 8 lanes of traffic merging on each road there, and so it was crazy traffic. And as we were sitting there, we were talking about, is there objective reality, or is it just your perspective? And what you perceive to be true is true for you.
Mm-hmm.
And she said to me, she said, you may look at these streets and see all these cars, but from my perspective, if I didn't think there was any traffic, then I would be fine just to go ahead and walk out into the street. And you can guess my response was, you can do that, but there are in fact cars in that street, and you're going to get run over because there is an objective reality.
Yeah.
And so the idea that any approach to God works is simply not what the Bible teaches. There is a way. God is who he is.
Yeah.
He reveals himself to us.
Yeah.
He has made a way for our being reconciled with him and to experience his grace and his life and his goodness. And Jesus talked about, you know, the narrow gate and the narrow path. because he wants us to experience his grace and his goodness. And it would be tragic for someone to pursue something of their own design and they would miss it.
Yeah.
I think this is why Paul, you remember when Paul went to Athens and he looked around in Athens and he, what was it that caught his attention as he wandered around?
Yeah, well, you got all of these people worshiping different gods and they're kind of setting up these different booths of worship and, oh, this is the God of such and such and this is the God of such and such and this is the God of such and such. Can you imagine walking down and you're like, there are how many dozens and dozens of booths in which people are worshiping dozens and dozens of different gods, and I know what you're talking about. Keep going.
Yeah, and Paul, it grieved his heart.
That is such a powerful moment where he's like, oh, this is sad.
Yeah, there was a God to them who was the unknown God, and yet he said, this is the God who created everything.
Yeah.
And this is the God who has appointed the one he raised from the dead to be the judge of all mankind.
Yeah.
Not just Christians, right?
Yeah.
And so his heart was broken that these people were missing the reality of knowing the one true God and being ready to stand before him in judgment.
Yeah. And to me, that's why this is so important, because we're not talking about just belief systems. We're talking about people's eternity.
Yeah.
We're talking about people, the difference, literally the difference between heaven and hell, the difference between life and death, the difference between walking in the light and walking in darkness, the difference between what God has created them for and them completely missing it. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is huge. And you made a comment at the beginning that kind of struck me of how you were just mentioning that some people believe that, hey, you know, every kind of religion has its merit and value, and it might just kind of all lead up here. There are people who would call themselves Christians that would go, yeah, mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I think one of the other reasons why this matters is I wonder how many Christians, and maybe those of you who are listening, you'd put yourself in this boat. I wonder how many of us, we don't really know what we believe. We just have kind of been playing in the kiddie pool and we're super shallow in our faith. And our need to truly understand what we believe, because what we believe is very good news and is going to allow you to live a lot with a lot more hope and peace and joy.
Yeah. You know, I was... When I was in college, I worked as a bank teller, and they trained us about counterfeit money.
Yes.
And you know how they trained us? They don't show you counterfeit money. They want you to become very, very familiar with the real deal.
Yeah.
So you're so familiar with what a real piece of U.S. currency looks like that when something comes in your hand that isn't real, you'd say, something's not right about this.
Yeah.
And it is so important for us to rightly understand what the Bible teaches and what the Christian faith is.
Yeah.
Because that's what enables us to realize when something doesn't fit.
Absolutely.
And you're right. When you're ignorant of that and you don't really know what it says, then you can miss that and allow the counterfeit money into your heart. And you certainly don't want to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. So we are excited about this series. We hope you will join us in it as we walk through different religions and go, hey, what does Jesus in the Bible have to say about this? And what's distinct? And by God's grace, may it be an opportunity to confirm and better understand the profound doctrinal truths that we have through Christ and through the authoritative word of Scripture. And may we have a better understanding also of the people that we engage with, man. We, at least where we live in kind of a metropolis of different beliefs and religious and spiritual openness. And man, these aren't just people. These are people whose eternity is at stake. And and may we better understand how we can love, care, pray for, and engage with people who have different beliefs in us and help them better understand what Christ has set before them. So
Let me add one thing to that, because the way we do is we're not talking about being mean towards other people and you're so wrong and, you know.
Yeah.
The way of love, to be respectful of others, whatever they believe or practice, loving towards them. But the thing that motivates us is simply love.
Yeah.
That we want people to really know the true God and experience His true grace and His mercy for all eternity. And so you're exactly right.
So good.
Yeah. So it's not about arguing and winning arguments. This is about loving people and helping them come to experience the reality of their Creator and Savior.
Yeah. Well, join us next episode as we jump into a particular world religion and talk more about it. So we look forward to having you join us. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching Jesus On.